Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Lair's Lair, Custard Week.
Custard Week.
I'm Spencer.
And I'm Katie.
And it's Custard Week.
It's Custard Week. Do you know what custard is?
What do I normally do there? And why did I forget? Anyway, off to a great start.
Okay.
It's like a milky, eggy thing.
That's pretty much it. I think so.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not a baked thing.
I mean, it can be a baked thing. Like a quiche is a custard.
Sure. This week, it was not a baked thing.
Yeah. Were any of the custards baked? No, they baked the layers that went in between the custards.
There were some sponges.
But so they had baked elements. And I think they had to have baked elements. But yeah.
It was a very baking light week again on the Great British Baking Show.
Does that actually mean like in an oven?
I mean, that's how I've always defined baking, as things going in an oven and then you wait a while and then you take them out. I think if I were to sum up baking.
That's fair.
An oven would be involved for sure.
That's legit. Okay. Yeah.
I know, like, obviously they've taken
some liberties.
Yeah. And
some
like,
might say
desserts.
Yeah.
Okay. Tacos, less okay.
Oh, God. Don't take us back there.
But this whole season, I feel like, has been very, very light on the actual baking.
It has been. And, you know,
and even some of the other elements this week, like we were steaming meringues or
the
something.
Steaming meringues. Or the waffle press ice cream cones. Oh, yeah. Poaching. Yeah. There was just some weird stuff. We have the ice cream makers on top of the counters, on top of the benches.
They've done that in the past.
They have done it before. But just like the confluence of all of these things in the absence of an oven.
Yeah.
I mean,
ice cream is always chaotic.
It is. You know, as soon as they. Well, OK, let's take this one step at a time.
Yeah, we just jumped. Sorry, I jumped right into like, why don't they bake anymore on the Bake Off?
I mean, those are really strong feelings that I think a lot of people are having this season.
Sure.
Yeah. Okay, so this was an anomalous episode because there was no cold open.
It's true.
Which seemed okay.
I, for one, did not miss it.
I did not either.
I think they could probably let those go. I think they typically do fewer of them as the season goes on, don't they?
Do they? Okay.
I think so. I could be making that up.
I have no idea. I mean, the less like weirdly scripted time Matt has, that's usually better for everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, no cold open.
No
just
cold open.
Jumped right into it. So much custard. I mean, there just wasn't time.
There
this
were
week.
Liters and liters of custard.
Ugh.
Did you have any thoughts about like fashion this week or things overall before we get into the challenges?
It was a Paul dresses like an adult week.
Except for those weird white buttons on his shirt.
Oh, yeah.
That was weird.
I mean, better buttons on your shirt than stitching
on your
pants.
Stitching on your butt. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to think of any. No fashion really jumped out at me this week, I don't think.
Okay. I mean, you heard ad nauseum the thing that jumped out at me.
I did. Was it Sandra related?
No, it wasn't. It was about how Abdul, like.
Oh, yeah. You had a really hard time with that.
I hated that shirt he was wearing.
It was a very plain.
It was very plain. But like he's worn shirts that fit him every other week. And this was like he took something off of like the large man rack at L.L. Bean or something.
I didn't think it was that bad.
It was bad.
It was just like a not super slim fit button up.
Yeah, it was not good. He can do so much better.
Okay, I guess. Sure.
Yeah, okay. But otherwise, I thought the fashion this week, like the big highlight or the big like theme was that there were all these like nice pinks and it was very warm. And we just had like a lot of warmth in the tent this week, which I really appreciated because the weather seemed garbage.
At least it wasn't hot for ice cream.
It's true. Yep.
We haven't had a real
a real melter.
Baker's Battle of the Heat episode yet.
Could be next week. We'll find out.
Yeah, when they film these in like July and August, right?
Yeah, so later it gets in the season.
Yeah, maybe. Well, it's pastry week next week, so
I know. Could melt all the butter.
You got frozen butter going in things.
We're all about getting ahead of ourselves this week.
I don't think I had any other fashion or even, I don't know if I had any vocab things this week either.
I didn't either.
Okay, well.
That's good. It means we're learning. We've learned all the Britishisms that are going to show up in this episode. Yay!
Shall we move on to the bakes then?
Let's get into the signature.
So, first up, we had the little, what'd they call them? The little floaty...
Floating islands. Yes. With floaters.
Yeah, sure. That. Weird concept. Like, were you familiar with that type of dessert?
So, the thing that the internet tells me is that this was a technical challenge way, way, way back in the Mary Berry days with Sue and Mal.
Okay. I don't remember it, but...
I don't either, but that doesn't mean anything.
No, it does not.
Yeah. I thought it was weird. I think the poached meringue is especially strange to me.
So normally you bake a meringue,
and it gets
right?
a nice crispy layer and outside, and it's like...
And then maybe you blowtorch it?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, that happens sometimes. It happens when it's a marshmallow in the middle of a, quote, s'more last week.
Yeah, sure. But like on top, like pies and stuff, don't people sometimes...
Give it a little color?
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, this was a weird one.
Yeah.
It didn't seem like they really... Like they were all just sort of okay with the exception of Kevin's, which was a disaster.
Yeah. I mean, from the start, could we just like skip this whole episode and let Kevin go home? Because like it's obvious... that he is at the bottom of this group. And it's just, it was kind of just sad from the beginning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been apparent each week that.
Oh, yeah.
There's at least one baker who does not belong.
Yeah.
And it was very clearly Kevin this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think Shabira's probably got the best notes other than it looked like breaded chicken.
Breaded chicken. Yep.
But they love the flavors and like the textures were right.
Yeah.
Everyone else's, except Kevin's, was just like, not a disaster, but not great.
Well, Yanush was good, too. The little, like, coffee cups he piped his meringue, which I thought was very cool and different. The rest of those just looked sort of like turdy eggs, like, sitting in water. I did not care for those.
Turdy eggs.
Ugh. Didn't like it.
I mean, I think meringue in general is a little bit gross. And then if you poach it, I mean, it looked like... Messy poached eggs.
It did look like messy poached eggs. Yeah. And then you had, I mean, Shabira's was very creative, but I have to say, okay, so that breaded chicken cutlet thing.
Did not look good.
So, okay, we've like bought this thing. I'm just going to talk about our grocery shopping for a second because I went grocery shopping today. And like sometimes I buy those breaded chicken breasts, you know, they have like pecan or whatever on them, Parmesan.
Oh, the frozen things?
Yeah. We buy like a frozen chicken thing, but I like could not buy those today because I just kept thinking about her meringue. I was like, ooh, it's going to be sweet. It's going to be weird. Ugh, couldn't do it.
Floating in a pool of custard.
Yeah. And I just didn't want that.
Yuck. Thanks for sharing.
So that's my grocery update for the week. I did think about the signature that we really should have made the booze question for the bonus this week because my goodness, there was a lot of booze in these bakes.
My guy Sandro likes to drink. Apparently, he's been really boozing it up the last couple weeks.
He had two kinds of booze. Two kinds.
He brought out a big ass bottle of Fireball last week.
He sure did. And then this week it was brandy and Prosecco.
A lot of Prosecco, which seems like an odd choice to use a carbonated liquid.
Well, like, unless it's going to do something smart with that carbonation, as opposed to, like, Kevin's saying it will deflate, but then I'll get it back. Like, you know it's never going to go perfectly when somebody says something like that.
Also, if the carbonation is causing something to happen, you can't, quote, get it back. You can't recarbonate whatever you put in there by, like, whisking it or something.
Oh, yeah. No,
didn't make sense to me.
He was doomed to fail on that one. Yeah, it looked like, okay, so back on like the good side. So obviously like Shabira's was great. And then Janusz, it looked like he was about to get a handshake. Like, it looked like that a couple of times this episode.
I've thought that with him several times this season, and I don't think he has gotten any yet, right?
No, because Maxie and Shabira got them, and then Sandro got one, I think.
Yeah, I think he did first. Yeah. I really thought Janusz was, like, Paul's guy this season.
But I did, too, but he seems to be, like, maybe checking himself or, I don't know, which is good. Like, I don't want him to show favorites.
Sure.
Yeah.
But also, if you make something perfectly.
Yeah.
In the past, that has meant you get a handshake.
Speaking of Paul, okay, so something happened. Oh, gosh, I can't remember whether this was in the signature or the showstopper, but when Maxie's pan wasn't hot enough.
Yeah.
He legit helped her.
Well, I don't know how, though, because they seem to agree that the burner was on.
But it wasn't hot enough.
Because he suggested that she had the wrong burner on.
Yeah.
I think it was when they were doing the set custard in the showstopper.
Okay, it was the set
because
one?
Because it has to be like, you have to heat it very slowly and then keep it at a low temperature.
Thank you.
They said something about slow
custard
and low
educator.
And I thought of the Beastie Boys song and then it stuck in my head. That's what happened there.
Outstanding.
But so I think it was the showstopper, but her pan wasn't getting hot enough.
Yeah. Okay.
And I guess like he came over maybe with the intention of helping, but it wasn't clear if and how he did.
Ooh.
Because he suggested that maybe she had the wrong burner on.
But didn't he tell her to turn it up, though, too?
Yeah, I guess maybe that was the solution, is like it just needs to be on higher.
Oh, that's helping. Usually he would just like stand there and icily gaze at them.
That's true. But if it's a malfunction of her oven or cooktop.
Her hob, if you will.
Sure.
Yeah, okay.
Is that what you call that?
Yeah. The stove, cooktop, yeah.
If that's the case, then, like, he would need to know, because that's not fair to her.
Okay, yeah.
You know?
Yeah, okay.
I think maybe he was just confirming whether or not she fucked up, or whether she fucked up, or whether the oven was...
The equipment malfunctioned.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough.
Because I don't think he, like, told her what to do.
Okay, well, I stand corrected then. It seemed a little out of bounds, but if you don't think it was, then I won't cast aspersions on Mr. Hollywood.
I mean, I'm all for casting aspersions on Mr. Hollywood. But.
Anything else on the signature for you?
No. I do want to keep in mind, as a episode-long arc, I thought Shabira's Star Baker was a little weird this week.
Okay. Tell me more about this, starting with the signature.
Yeah, so hers was very good, but not like perfect. They didn't like how it looked, but it tasted great.
Yes.
And I'm thinking specifically comparing her and Sandro, since it seemed like it was close.
Yep.
His looked good.
It was over-decorated. It kind of looked a mess.
Okay. His was, like, okay, but not great.
Yeah, his was okay.
Shabira's was, like, marginally better than his.
I mean, they thought her flavors were outstanding. Like, they really liked that.
Okay. They were both somewhere between perfect and awful.
True.
You know, like,
true.
Hers wasn't perfect. His wasn't a disaster.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Hers was good and his was, like, okay.
Okay. Yep.
So keeping in mind, going into the technical.
Oof. Yeah.
Where he was first and she was last.
Well, let's just go into the technical then.
Yeah.
So the ice cream cones, I thought they looked delicious. I liked the challenge. I like when they do the staggered start, the one time a year they do it for ice cream.
Okay. So help me understand the staggered start, because I was a little confused. Was it purely for the judging?
Yes.
So that they could judge them one at a time immediately after they were done?
Yeah. Because I think otherwise, you know, they get set up at the gingham altar and then they sit there for a while all of that is happening. Like, we see it,
right.
And it's cut down to like a minute or two. but it's probably a very long period of time. So from a production perspective, they need to like make sure they're eating them right away.
Yeah. Okay. Because they sort of presented it at the top like it was so that the bakers couldn't.
It does say don't confer with other bakers.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's weird.
But then they only staggered them by like a couple
minutes. Yeah.
It seemed like maybe even less, like with Sandra was first and then I think Yanush was second.
Yeah.
And Sandra, he had like poured a couple things into a bowl by the time Yanush got in there. Like you would have seen most of their process if that was why they were staggering it.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean, it clearly seemed like they weren't staggering it for the like competition perspective. They were staggering it because of maltiness.
Agreed. But then the way they edited it made it seem like.
Yeah. It made it seem like higher stakes.
They rarely show us the instructions and they like zoomed in on the part that says not to confer with other bakers.
That's true. That was weird. Yeah. And
anyway.
Okay. I mean, okay. The big thing here is Sandro's looked fucking great. Those looked better than the ones that they had in the like judge's tent.
And it was the only one that.
The only one.
Looked good at all.
Yeah. Like even, so Maxie came in second and hers didn't look that good.
None of the other ones were set.
Uh-huh.
The other five all missed.
Yeah, exactly. I have to appreciate Sandro because this is the rare, rare occasion where a baker innovates on something in the technical and it actually goes over well.
What did he do?
He put chocolate in the bottom of the cone.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which, like, wasn't in the brief, but he did it. And then they were like, well, look at this. This is great, which they never do.
Who doesn't like that?
I know, I love that. That's the best. Or when it's, like, a malted milk ball at the bottom, that is awesome.
Telling you, Sandro has an affinity for American culture.
He knows how an ice cream cone should be.
Another point in that column. I think that's an American, like, approach to ice creaming.
Is it?
I don't know. I haven't eaten ice cream in that many places.
I was going to say, like, I think I've remembered eating gelato in many European countries with that at the bottom of a cone.
Well, then never mind.
Many European countries.
Yeah, eating gelato in all
of
Europe.
I mean, honestly, if I go to a country, I'm going to eat gelato. So, yeah.
It's good policy.
So, we had like that standout at the top, Sandro, just like really into it. And like, I loved that he wants to go make waffle cones now and how chuffed with himself he was. Mm-hmm. It was very sweet.
Okay. What happened with Abdul?
I know. Not just once, but twice. What are you doing, bro?
Well, and then he still served
all of them.
Burned ones.
Yeah.
No, he threw two away.
Uh-huh.
And then made six more that were still burned.
Exactly. Like, that's not it.
No one else struggled with that like at all.
Correct. I don't know what the deal was.
When he said originally he was going to put them on there for 5 minutes.
Oh.
Like, that's not within 300% of the right time that you should be cooking those for. Also, was it him or someone else tried to flip it?
Oh, really? I missed that.
As if it's not too... Did they think, like, only the bottom was hot?
Interesting. Okay, so just a quick aside. I really want to get one of those presses now. I also want to get a waffle maker, but what?
I think you said this at least last season. You've been wanting a waffle maker for like 5 years.
Since you threw away the one I gave you in college.
In college. How old are you?
Doesn't matter.
I'm 36. College was a long time ago. And waffle makers are like $30.
I guess I could buy one. Okay, so I would like to buy that cone maker and make cones just like Sandro, because it seems like a really fun little thing to do. So,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll check in next year and see if you still want one.
Okay. Note to self, buy one.
Every 10 years, you got to see if you still want a waffle maker.
So, did you know that you shouldn't put hot things in the freezer?
No, and that seems crazy to me. Like, how hot... How hot could that have been?
So it was like boiling or close to boiling.
It must have been below boiling, right?
The custard? I mean, it got... Right. It was below.
But, okay, hot.
Yeah,
and
hot.
It's like a liter, maybe?
Metric stuff. I don't know. Probably.
Well, I mean, a small, like medium-sized saucepan.
Yeah. But it's a very small freezer. Those are tiny little ice boxes.
Yeah, that was just shocking to me that would raise the temperature of the freezer enough that like 45 minutes later, not only would it not be the same temperature, it would be above freezing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, what temperature are you starting those freezers at? Like,
I think they're probably just below freezing, right?
I don't know. I guess I would have thought it would be lower to account for like, so if you open the door, things start thawing immediately.
Yeah. Good point. Yeah.
That surprised me. But
that's one of the things that Nance, my mom, taught me, was like, don't put hot things in the freezer or it will like bring down the temperature of the freezer. So I could have done very well in this challenge, I think, is my bottom line.
Bring up the temperature of the.
Yep. Yep. Make it less effective. That's what I meant.
Sure.
Yes.
Bring down the
effectiveness.
Sure.
So thanks, Nance.
Yeah. I guess I just would have thought that like your normal freezer temperature was lower than that and that freezers could cool faster than that. But
apparently not.
I guess not.
No.
Or at least not the little.
Not the cute little guys in the tent.
Travel freezers.
Travel freezers. Are you going to bring one on our next trip?
I'll keep my waffles somewhere.
All right. Anything else about the technical? So in your ongoing tracking of Sandro and Shabira,
I think this one should be worth a lot because his were so much better than everyone else's. And amongst a bunch of people messing it up, she still managed to mess it up the worst.
The worst. Yeah. I think this goes to a long-running theory I've had, which is that the technical doesn't matter that much.
It could just be that the judging is inconsistent, which we have
ample evidence to support that.
We have acknowledged in the past. Yeah. But no, I don't think I had anything else on that one.
Okay. Onward?
One other note.
Do go on.
Yanush had a bad week.
He did, yeah.
And like when they, at the end, when they said it was between him and Kevin, I was like, what, really? And then looking back at each challenge, he did the first one pretty well.
Yeah.
And the other two were
quite bad.
Really bad.
Yep. Yep. Yeah.
I think he got helped by the fact that everyone messed up the ice cream.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely he did.
Because moving on to the showstopper here, like that's the harshest I've ever heard Paul talk about someone's bake, I think, on that show.
Wallpaper paste.
He said something, I don't remember the exact quote, but when they went back to them in their little judging table, he said something like, that was awful.
Yeah, he said like, that was not good. That was bad.
It was just like straight up, that was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Which he never says about anything that anyone makes.
Yeah, it's true. It's true. Like glue and terrible and yeah. And Prue said like, the flavors aren't light and fresh. I mean, I think that's like that's code for this was dense and heavy and disgusting.
That's about as harsh as Prue gets.
Yeah. It is. It's true.
She will almost always find something positive to say.
Yeah.
But yeah. I think Yanush maybe skated by on the merits of his past performances this week.
I think you're absolutely right. Yeah. I mean, that's where we see this judging. It tilts toward your past performance.
Like if you just looked at this week, I think he was every bit as bad as Kevin. But it would be, I don't think that's actually how they evaluate it, or at least not when it's close between two people.
No, like, I think you're totally right.
If they had similar weeks and Yanush has been better the previous 7 weeks.
Yep. Yep.
I think they lean on that.
Yeah. Also, Yanush, come on with the drip cake. It's so much. So many drip cakes.
At least he acknowledges that it's his thing.
It is his thing. He's like, it's going to have a chocolate drip. It's going to have it.
I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to be upset about it ever, right?
Well, it's kind of one note. And this is something they do comment on across the episodes is like, if somebody does the same thing again and again, they're like, okay, you got to break out of that. You got to do something else.
But he always pairs it with something else. That
true.
Is not.
It's like an element of his overall presentation.
That's not the primary design. He'll do, like, he did that crazy popcorn bag thing and then still put a drip on it.
He sure did. That's true.
So I don't mind it. I don't love it.
Okay. Fair enough.
It made for a great meme this week of the Yanush spirit Halloween costume.
I did really like that. I wasn't trying to mix purely visual memes with this audio format, but you did. So,
well, if I'm going to get Star Baker and Who Goes Home spoiled by Twitter every week, I'm at least going to talk about the memes that I saw along the way.
Did you get spoiled again this week?
Oh, every week, yeah.
Oh, you got to stop looking at Twitter between Tuesday and Friday.
Well,
maybe this will be the time now that Twitter has changed hands.
Yeah, I want. Oh, Jesus. In order to like try and post fun bake things on Instagram once in a while, I followed the bakers this season.
Yeah.
And then even if I'm not going to like, I don't follow enough other people. So even if I'm just opening Instagram to like post something or check a message or something, there's like a 1 in 10 chance I'm going to see somebody from Bake Off.
Because you follow 10 people. Yeah. Okay.
No, just 10% of them are bakers on the current season of Bake Off. I follow like 60 people.
Oh,
come on.
That's a lot. Okay. So other showstoppers. So Kevin, also down at the bottom, his leaders and leaders of custard. 3 liters.
Yes, but they loved everything
they
else
loved
about it. It
the,
just didn't
flavor.
Set.
Yeah.
They loved everything except that it didn't set.
Yeah. It had that bulge that nobody wanted.
It was like sort of, you know, a big part of the challenge
for the whole thing.
A set custard is that it's set. But like a lot of other people's also didn't.
Yeah.
Not a lot of, maybe.
But they didn't rely so much on that being the single element to deliver.
Right. There was sponge around it.
Yeah.
Which
also is like a degree of difficulty thing that helped. It should have helped Kevin. Yeah. I did love that Prue was like, I'm going to remember this forever. I'm going to remember this flavor forever. That was very sweet.
Yeah.
That was very high praise.
I don't know how much the degree of difficulty helps you if you just completely fail still. Like I could attempt a very high degree of difficulty dive, but if I just like fall on my head into the water,
you're not getting a perfect 10.
Right.
Yeah, okay. Like,
okay. So maybe it's a 0.2 instead of a 0.1. But
yeah. One thing I really did like about Kevin's bake was that we got some excellent ensemble helping.
Yeah, we had the majority of the tent working on one cake.
Yeah, it was pretty
great. And then Sandro just crying into his apron by himself about his dead friend.
Was he crying?
He was the only one not involved, and they were cutting to him, and he was talking about how emotional he was getting, and it was hard to decorate his cake.
Oh, that's really...
And everyone else is like, Kevin, let's help your shitty cake stand up.
Oh.
Sandra's just crying into his buttercream over there.
Well, I did like that he had Matt help him on something. That was funny.
Yeah. So do Matt and Paul both get helper points this week?
But they're not in the challenge.
If you chose
no.
Matt as your baker, you get 3 points this week.
If you chose Matt as your baker, you're doing it wrong.
Also, you've hacked our Google form somehow.
Yes, our Google form. That's right. Let's see. What else do we have? Abdul, I think, did something really cool. And if he had just baked his pastry correctly, which doesn't bode well for next week.
Oh, I thought the pastry was fine.
It was a little underdone. They wanted it a little bit browner.
I thought they generally liked his.
They did, yeah. But again, like, I don't think his name has ever touched their tongues in the judging tent.
Which
like,
is crazy.
They never talk about the guy.
There were only 2 bakers this week that weren't mentioned in either Star Baker or Going Home contention.
Maxie and Abdul.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Next week there's only going to be one. Is Abdul
going to be Abdul.
He's
going
to be right in the middle of 5?
No, he's going home next week. Right?
Maxie, Yanoush, Shabira.
Sandro. And Abdul. I mean, we have 2 Star Bakers for Shabira, 2 Star Bakers for Yanoush, 1 for Sandro. No, wait, 2 for Maxie. Yeah. 2, 2, 2, 1. Yeah.
I think those 4 are the only ones who've gotten Star Baker so far.
Yep.
Yeah, it's definitely Abdul's turn. I hope he sticks around, but at this point, I also like all 5 of them.
I know, I do too.
Kevin was my least favorite of the 6, as much as I...
You warmed to him.
Yeah, but only to like, it only got me to like neutral.
Only got you to neutral. Yeah,
pretty,
okay.
Pretty cool on him at the beginning.
That's fair. That's fair.
But yeah, you're right. It's Abdul's turn, unfortunately.
Yeah. So should we talk about the 2 who were in contention and their showstoppers?
Oh, yeah. Since I set that up in the first challenge.
I'm tracking you.
Thank you. I'm not, so I'm glad one of us is. Okay. Shabira's was outstanding.
Outstanding.
They both could not have loved it more. Sandra was like pretty close behind on this one.
Pretty close behind. Yep.
And it was very ambitious.
It was.
He made three different cakes and managed to make a three-tier custard tower.
Yeah, that was like twice as tall as Kevin's that splooged everywhere.
That like...
Sorry, you don't like when I use that word.
It is gross, especially when talking about food. I thought... I think they called one of the layers...
A triumph.
Yeah.
Yeah, we heard a Prue triumph. Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I didn't think there was a huge gap between those two.
Yeah. I mean, it sounds like one of the layers was like a little bit not great, but he did try to make three. But like also Shabira's was just so far taking the concept and just like executing it beyond what they even thought was possible.
Yeah.
And I did like too, when she was icing hers with custard on the side, they said you could have just thrown up some buttercream on here, but you didn't, and you did this instead. So I feel like degree of difficulty wise, there could be elements of that that maybe didn't look as impressive on TV, but were like, per the challenge, really ambitious.
They did seem very excited about the wobbliness.
And he shook it so much. Those meaty fingers shook it everywhere.
Just went from bad to worse. Sorry. With that little Wario laugh that you did.
Wario laugh. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
I don't know. I thought it was closer than the judges would have had you believe this week is okay. Really all I'm getting at.
Yeah. And I just think like they decide how much the technical matters and usually it doesn't.
Yeah.
I think is where I see that going.
I think there's a strong tendency towards whatever they've seen most recently impacting their decision the
a
most.
Recency bias, yeah, if you will.
That's what I meant. Yeah. That may have been in play with Shabira's wobblicious cake.
Wobblicious. So, I mean, where this ends us is that Sandro's pretty pissed.
He did seem pretty annoyed that he was not Starbreaker.
Yeah.
He's one of the few from any season of Bake Off I can remember, like, really competitive bakers.
Yes. Who, I think the other part of it is like a lot of them are maybe, they're maybe more humble than they need to be. Like that is a brand of the bakers is like very self-deprecating, very like, oh yes, I did get it, but everybody else is wonderful.
Yeah.
Whereas he's just like, hell yeah, I'm great.
Yeah. Very, very high confidence baker.
High confidence.
As well.
Yes. Yeah. So, and I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying like that is outside of the mold of a lot of the bake contestants.
You very rarely see a baker not congratulate the star baker.
Did he not do it? Oh, snap. I didn't catch that.
Yeah. He was like standing by himself afterwards.
Sandro, what are you doing,
They were seated on opposite ends to begin with, but he didn't walk over there.
Ooh, I don't remember if it was him last week or somebody else, but somebody said about Shabira's first win, like, oh, she needed that confidence boost. Was that him?
I think that was him too.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. So we're just gonna make a lot of noises over here into this microphone.
I'm sure people are loving your Wario ASMR routine you got going.
And I just touched the mic too, so I'm sorry. Whoops. Okay.
But yeah, Sandro seemed a little salty.
He did seem a little salty.
All right. I think Abdul goes next week.
Yeah.
And I think the semifinals are going to be really interesting.
Oh, gosh. Because like, which of those four?
They're all, I mean, I think Shabira has a slight edge over the other three, but I think the other three are all
based. I think so. Huh? Because at first you didn't think she could execute on that level as the other three.
She's the last like 3 or 4 weeks. She just hasn't really missed.
Yeah. Also, okay, so her flavors are always great and amazing, but this week, her execution and that look of that cake was amazing.
And she takes bigger swings than
she
some
sure
of the other
does.
Bakers.
Big old chicken swings.
Yes. Anyway, I think the other three are all very closely matched, and having to send one of them home in the semifinals
is going to be tough. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Or maybe Abdul pulls it out next week and somebody else goes home. Huge upset. I think that would be a very like dramatic episode next week.
The odds on Abdul making it to the final would be very long right now.
Oh, yeah. That makes me want to bet for him.
Well, if you can find, I mean, maybe.
Should I go find some books for this?
Is Vegas, can you place bake-off bets?
I don't know.
At the sports books?
You find out for me. That's your wheelhouse.
I'll call around.
All right. So on to the league.
Yeah. What do we got?
So most picked this week, our dear listeners seem to agree with you that Shabira is running away with it because a full 2/3 of our listeners picked Shabira this week.
And we changed the scoring a little bit this week, right?
We did. Yep, we did. But just in terms of popularity going into week 8, Sandro. Okay, so I should just say Kevin, nobody picked him.
Smart.
Wait, that's not true. Oops, there's probably a flaw in my formula. Anyway, so.
Oh, good. Because we had them rank the Bakers this week, right?
We had them rank the Bakers, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But yeah, Sandra was down near the bottom and Shabira at the top.
Sandra was down at the bottom?
In terms of how many people picked them.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, lower than Kevin?
Okay, so now I'm just wondering if my formulas are way off. So let's maybe not go too deep into this one. Let's just stay at the top. Let's
doesn't
just
sound
keep
right,
going.
But sure.
I'm just going to keep going.
Okay. So how are these scores?
So the scores are fine. Oh, okay. The scores are fine. Okay, it's just the formula that draws from the picks. So this week's winning combination would have been Shabira, Sandro, and then Maxi or Yanoush in that order. First, second, third.
Were Maxi and Yanoush like at zero?
At three. They had three positive points. Probably just for helping.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah, because we also changed the top half, bottom half technical thing since we're down to so few Bakers.
Yep. So
you all know this if you're listening.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Yeah.
I'm reminding myself out loud.
No, that's totally cool. That's great. Yeah. Thanks for just making this not just me talking. I appreciate it. So our bonus question this week was, how many times will Paul give a backhanded compliment by saying something is, quote, actually like good or something?
He was much more direct than usual this week.
Wallpaper paste.
Yeah. I don't think I heard any.
That's correct. There were none. So kudos to Martin N., who was the only person to get that right. I think that's probably a pretty good strategy when you or I are like, how many times is Paul going to do this thing that we think is funny? Because it just doesn't happen often.
Zero is the best bet. Yeah.
So where that leaves us is at the top, we have a 5-way tie for second place with our bonus winner, Martin N., Matilda, Joe H., Faye, and Anna S., all coming in at 23.5 points.
Well done.
And then at the top, we have Jessica R. with 25.5 points. So congratulations to everybody who scored really well this week.
Who's in last? Who's in last?
Okay, so what's that thing when you're playing, like, is it when you're playing hearts where you like, is it called shoot the moon or something?
I've heard that phrase before. I don't know what it refers to.
Oh gosh, this is bad. I thought you would know this, so I didn't like totally get on board. But when you're like trying to lose, because then you like lose so much that you do well.
Yeah, in the NBA, we would call it tanking.
Okay, tanking. There we go. Let's do that. So that's
somebody's trying to get a higher draft pick next week.
I think so, because like we got Laura M. down here again. Who chose Kevin in first place? Like, what are you doing?
Well, could be maybe not the worst strategy if you don't think anyone else is going to pick that person. In a big field, there is some value to setting yourself apart.
Okay, well.
You know, because if everyone's going to pick the same three Bakers, even if you do well, you're just tied with everyone else.
That's true. So I guess in this case, Laura was smart to set herself apart at the bottom.
Well,
she dug herself the deepest hole of anybody.
Sure. But if Kevin had won, she would have probably won.
That's true. Well, Laura came in with a staggering negative 21.5 points.
Well, the strategy didn't pay off, but
yeah.
I like the...
Big swing.
Yeah.
Big swing from Laura M. So... In terms of the season champion pool, we had 5 people who had picked Kevin to win at the outset of the season. And shake your head, whatever. We didn't know anything about them 8 weeks ago.
Oh, we did.
Okay.
We knew Kevin.
So out of the season champion pool, we have Marissa, Ashley, Amanda L, Ella, and Jessica R. But there are 20 people still in the running. So looking forward to crowning a season champion next week.
Have we been keeping, or would it be easy to, at some point between now and the end of the season, calculate season-long point totals for anyone who's participated multiple weeks?
As long as people have used a unique email address, absolutely. That is absolutely something I can do, Spencer.
The same one each time?
Yes.
Yeah.
I would love to do that.
Okay. It's like every email address is a unique email address, right? Otherwise, it would just be a bunch of like Bill at Gmails out there.
So sometime this week, what you're saying is you want to watch a Wolves game while I sit next to you and recreationally spreadsheet. Is that right?
I suppose you could.
It sounds good. Okay, so next week, pastry week.
Yeah, we might bake some stuff.
Yeah. You gotta, right? I mean, are there any pastries that don't require the oven?
Ugh. I don't think, I mean.
Poached pastries.
gross.
Yeah, that's disgusting. Anyway.
I hope we get a shoe tower.
Oh, I do love shoe buns. That is something I want to learn how to make. Let's do that between now and the next episode, okay?
I think you said that last season.
Damn it,
too.
You're probably right.
Since last year, we have not made shoe buns or waffles in our house, just for the record.
Okay.
All right, love you, bye.
Bye.